I'm your host, Isaac the Fire Hulk Middleton. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be talking about starting over. And there's many different preferences to this. I was wondering how I was going to approach this conversation, you know. Approximately a week ago, maybe a little bit longer, my account got hacked. Now, it was my fault that it got hacked. I opened a suspicious email, so I can't blame anybody for that. That was definitely my mistake. Okay. Now, with that being said, I lost everything. I had passwords. I had linked accounts, all of that. One of the major things that I lost was my YouTube channel. I think at the time it had over 20K subscribers or whatever. And that really hurt because it took me a while to build that. I don't know if you guys were with me in the journey, but those of y'all who were, you know, y'all remember when I hit 1,000 subscribers, that was a pivotal moment for me. And then they merged all of my accounts into one, which set me to 5K. And I was just like, oh my God, it's like one hit after another. This is great, you know? And then I got monetized and it was off to the races, you know what I mean? And then years later, fast forward, it was years later, I've had my Google account for as long as I've had the JB and I show. The JB and I show started around about 2013, I want to say, my first episode ever. And my Google account probably started around about the same time as well. And unfortunately, I guess over time and moving and all of the different adjustments that I've done, much less Google have done, I've lost some of my passcodes, my key codes, and all this other stuff. And that didn't help my situation. Now, fast forward to a few weeks ago when I clicked this malicious email. I was multitasking like I normally do. I normally do like four or five things at once, which is not unusual for me. But what was unusual is I normally don't open emails I'm not familiar with or click on links in emails that I'm not familiar with. But in this particular case, I did. And I think it was just fatigue that set in and I was just tired, and that caused me to not pay attention to what I was doing in its entirety, and I clicked the link. So I have to take accountability in that, okay? And it didn't take long for them to access my account, kick me out. I mean, it was like, oh my God, these guys are on point, you know what I'm saying? Unfortunately, you know, if they was working for the good guys, that would be, they would be awesome, but they wasn't. All right. Now, here's a complicated thing. Google does not have a customer service, to my knowledge. If I'm wrong, please put it in the comments. Let me know. But I've looked, I've communicated, and basically it's literally nothing that they can do about it, to my knowledge, right? So I had to set up a new account. I lost my my YouTube channels. I had three YouTube channels. I lost all of them. Two of them are still there, but I don't have access to them because I don't have access to my Google. And because I use a lot of linked accounts, I use my Google to access a lot of accounts. I don't have access to those accounts either because the passwords were in my Google, which I don't have access to either. So I'm in process of contacting all of these accounts and such like that and platforms and letting them know, hey, I screwed up. I got to fix this as best I can. Cancel credit cards, cancel debit cards, cancel this, cancel that, start a new this and a new that. So I'm at the point where I'm basically starting over everything. I have a new YouTube channel, the IMEYTC2. I'm going to be putting everything there for now and just trying to regrow. And for those of y'all who supported me and supporting me, thank you so much. Thank you for the kind words and the concern and the help, you know, because, yeah, this was a devastating loss for me. This hurt. Because all that work, all those videos I've done over the years, all of it is gone, you know. And it sucks because a few years back, maybe 5 years ago, my computer crashed. And my saving grace was that I had everything on my YouTube channel so I could download it there. And what I didn't think about, which I'm thinking about now, is I had a backup, which was my Google Drive. I think I had like 10 terabytes or something. So I backed up everything to my Google Drive, not considering the possibility of losing access to my Google account and how would that affect me. Fast forward 5 years, all of that work is gone. Okay. Now, what I want to encourage you with, if you ever face a similar situation, hopefully you never click on any emails and any accounts. If it's, you know, do your research before you go into platforms you're not familiar with or you're clicking on emails, you know, open up a new browser and do a Google search on the company or whatever, you know, because there will be normally some type of red flag if you just, you know, don't trust it or it's just whatever. Just be careful. Okay, don't be like me. Oh, man, I was so mad. Okay, so this is the first JB and ISO episode, and I really felt like it was necessary to talk about. Like, normally I talk about motivation, and this is going to be one of those. But in order for me to, you know, potentially motivate you, I have to tell you what exactly that I went through so that you can understand and learn from my mistake. And that's part of wisdom. Wisdom is being able to learn from other people's mistake. Okay. And in our pop culture society, I love talking about everything that goes on and movie reviews and fitness and everything. You know, for those of y'all following my weight loss journey and stuff, y'all get to hear all the good, the bad, the ugly, you know, and I like sharing it with you guys. And I do appreciate your support. I really do. This one is going to be only in audio format. I am going to post more of a normal one that I normally do with the videos and the graphics and all that stuff like that. But I'm still in process of recovering everything. I lost everything. I lost access to my Canva, all that stuff. So I'm in process of regaining control of that and such like that. So this was a serious hard knocks lesson learned. Okay. But it also, gave me the opportunity to, improve myself and improve different things and to see, like, you know, how to do things, better and different things that I took for granted, you know, that I didn't even realize I was taking for granted until it was taken away from me. Okay. Now, with that being said, I hope that I didn't have to lose my account to learn that lesson. All right. But I want to encourage you today that, you know, even though you might have some major setbacks, and you know, like this is a major setback for me, you know, even though you might have a major setback and it might cost you a lot, I will encourage you to not give up. Yes, it hurts. Yeah, it hurts mentally. In some cases, might even be physically. And in other cases, financially. You know what I'm saying? But don't give up. You can do it. Just continue to keep on keeping on. Keep striving forward, okay? You have to probably regroup, you know, relax, learn from the situation, you know, study it. What did you do wrong? What you could do better? All of that. That boils down to what, you know, you can improve upon that will make you better in the long run. And that's something that, you know, I had to learn as well, because one of the things I realized when I lost my Google account is how dependent on it I was. I did not have a physical backup or thumb drive or something like that. Google even mentioned about some type of thumb drive that they supposedly sent to me. Now, keep in mind, I've had this Google account for over 10 years, so it's very possible that they sent me a thumb drive. But during my moving, at one point I moved a lot. I could have lost it in the shuffle, but, you know, taking for granted that nobody's gonna hack my Google account. There's too many protocols up in this mother sucker, you know what I'm saying? But the honest to God truth is that, yeah, all it takes is one click link, one mistake, one error, and all come tumbling down. Okay. Now, in that, lessons learned, you know, I could sit here and cry and complain as I have been doing, but at the end of the day, I got to learn from it. I got to improve from it. I got several backups now. I got, you know, different devices. I got a lot of stuff that I'm doing and working on and improving upon and being better, just being better and not taking what's been gifted to me for granted. You know, I think it's an honor and a pleasure to be able to be here to, you know, you guys listen to me, to for me to be able to motivate you, to encourage you and whatever you might be doing, to, like, you know, give you some jokes to laugh, you know what I'm saying? Talk about my day and, you know, different events and I'm blessed to be able to go to and cover and such like that. You know, I really, this event really made me appreciate all of that. Okay. And no, I don't have a million subscribers. At one point I had like 30,000, but now I'm back to two. I got two whole subscribers on YouTube. All right. But I want to encourage you to, whether you are trying to gain weight, lose weight, chisel up, tone up, bulk up, you can do it. Okay. And whether you're trying to finish school, go back to school, you know, do that business you always wanted to do, start your own business, get that promotion in the company that you work in, I want to encourage you to let you know that you could do it. Don't give up. Keep going. Strive forward. Stay focused. All right. And if you got to write it down, write it down. If you got to put it on the wall and your laptop or wherever you need to put it to remind yourself to keep going and don't give up, that yes, they're going to be hard times. They're going to be times where you want to throw in the towel, you know, don't do it, you know, keep going. Don't give up. Not saying that there won't be reasons for some of you guys to switch directions for whatever reasons. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the generality of the hardness of going through the trials and tribulations is what I'm talking about. Okay. And I'm trying to give you the encouragement to go through those trials and tribulations stoically, with your head held high, learning, improving, you know, doing better, getting better every day, every moment. You know what I'm saying? You could do it. Okay. In the next episode, I'm going to be talking about a TV show, probably, I think it's Vox Machina. I'm going to talk about, it's a movie review, TV show review in this card, Amazon original. I'm going to talk about the good, the bad, you know, what it's, you know, the people, you know, in it, characters and such. And I like it. Overall, I like it. You might not think that I like it when you listen to some of my critical points of the movie, you know, but I do like the movie. And you will hear me talk about different stuff in my own vernacular. That's, you know, that's me, you know. But at the end of the day, I might like it, but I might not like this particular portion of it or that particular portion or how they did this or whatever. But I might think overall it's great. I love it. And I'll see it again. You know what I mean? I even might talk about Sinners, you know, congrats, big congrats to Michael B. Jordan, you know, long time coming. I think he's an excellent actor and he's going into directing, you know, I think he's going into directing and producing, you know, wow. You know what I'm saying? Wow. That's awesome. Okay. Now, with that being said, also, Ryan Coogler, you know, big ups to them. All of the all-star cast of Sinners, you know, that's, you guys are, you know, y'all did a wonderful project. That was wonderful. And I want to talk about that as well. And, I was going to say my goal is, you know, everybody already know how good the film is. So I don't need to talk about that point and such like that. I think I've talked about Sinners from before. I also had, people who work with me to talk about different stuff like that. Also in the JB and I show, which will be included in future episodes, not in all future episodes, but in some future episodes, is Around Sylmar and LA at a Glance. And it's going to be talking about different events that are around Sylmar, different events that are around LA at a glance, you know. So if you glance around, you might see these things, you know. And that's just to bring awareness to different events that might be going on that you might be interested into. And that's something I'm going to post here in the JB and I show as well. Also, I'm going to be talking about the IME iRadio station where I am the DJ, DJ Firehawk. I'm the DJ there. Well, one of the DJs there. I'm DJ Firehawk. I got two shows that's running there. One is early in the morning. Like 3 o'clock in the morning. And then the other one is around evening time. So I'm going to be talking about both of those shows and such like that. So y'all could check it out on the IME iRadio station. I'm also going to be talking about the music. I believe it's Music Hollywood Fashion Online Magazine. I am one of the editors there. They have a new cover program where they do a new digital cover every month. It's every month. They do a new digital cover every month, and that they just started this year. And I won't bring attention to that. And what else? I believe that's it. So, anything that comes up, you hear that, that, you know, I'll talk about it and such like that. So pop culture stuff, music reviews, movie reviews, TV shows, you know, you're going to hear me talk about even video games and books and such like that, you know, cause we still got to read, you know what I'm saying? Reading is good. You know what I'm saying? But you do have audio books out there and such like that. So, and I also wanted to kind of talk about AI because that's definitely integrated into pop culture. I want to know what you think about AI and whether you think there should be a barricade on AI, or should it be like, you know, not allowed in certain arenas, you know what I'm saying? Or is it just another, what's it called, technology item that we can utilize to better our lives? Now, AI is everywhere. And 9 times out of 10, AI is not going anywhere unless, you know, more than likely AI is not going anywhere. It's like the automobile, you know. It took a while for the automobile to catch on. But once it caught on, you know what I'm saying? Now automobiles are everywhere. Before it was like, you know, only the rich had automobiles. It's like that, you know. So feel free to comment below. If you have any ideas or something you want me to cover or talk about, let me know. If you are in the LA County area, and if you're doing an event or something like that and you want me to cover it, or one of my teammates or whatever, let me know about that as well. Any topics in general, any movies, you know, whatever. Okay. I even thought about doing like some reviews and such, but that's more YouTube focused. But right now, since I'm literally starting over, I'm probably going to have everything under one YouTube channel right now before I start branching out again. I was just starting to kind of sort of branch out. I think I started last year into this year, and because I had the Storytime channel and I had the JB and I show had its own channel at the time. And I wanted to see if I could, you know, if it could stand on its own, basically. And I think it was doing well. The Storytime was doing better than the JB and I show channel because, you know, it was like different short stories, or I did a short story series or different short story series that I would make up and stuff like that, and would do and post it there and such like that, you know, and would, I know, ask you guys what y'all think about it. You know, if y'all like it, you didn't like it, whatever the case may be. It seemed like you guys liked it because we had in 3 months, I want to say maybe 3 to 4 months, we had 1,000 subscribers, and we were just under the watch time when I lost access. So we were close to getting the watch time for that as well. Okay. And I don't know if I'm going to do the Storytime channel again. That was a lot. It took a lot out of me. That was a lot of graphics I was working on. I might do some more. I don't know yet. We got to see how this thing goes. So I'm going to do one channel at a time, one thing at a time. And what I'm focused on right now is to do this channel, you know, the IME Productions, IME Enterprises. All right, y'all. If you're celebrating a birthday today, this month, or this week, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. And many more, many, many more birthdays, okay? All right. And if you're celebrating an anniversary, happy anniversary. Happy anniversary to you. And of course, many, many more anniversaries, okay? All right. Give a shout out to everybody, you know, who's had a birthday this month, anytime this month, or anniversary anytime this month. You guys are awesome. And give a shout out to everybody in YouTube land as well as podcast world. Thank you so much for your support. And yeah, thank you for hanging in there with me. I really, really, really do appreciate it. And until next time, bye.